Howdy. It's It's Thursday morning, 11:15. You're listening to Glenn Coble. This is On the Air, and we're doing, kind of an easy gig for me today. The word gig implies show. If you were a musician, you knew what I meant. If you weren't, no big thing. It's an easy gig because I went to a website that I know about and pulled up questions about that have been used on Family Feud, and we've got them, and we've been asking them, and the phones have been going crazy. We love that. Makes me feel good. Thank you. Anyway, right now we've got a couple questions on the hopper. The most answers for it was name Marvel's Avengers, and we've already gotten Captain America, Iron Man, the Hulk, Thor, and Spider-Man, but we have three others. So if you want to call in on that one, call 740-383-9944, 740-383-9944. Now, we added two more right toward the end of the last quarter hour, or last 45 minutes. Name something snowmen might have nightmares about, and name a type of insurance. Okay, let's go to the phone. We've already got a caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Ant-Man.
Oh, I. You know, that's one of the movies I've watched that is not on the list, by the way.
Oh, but it's not?
No, it was one of the ones I watched, and I kind of giggled and liked that one a lot. I don't know why, but Ant-Man
is... Black Widow.
You got that one. Black Widow is on there, so let's mark that one off. There were nine other people that agreed with you on Black Widow. One I'm going to have to look up because I've never seen it, so...
okay.
Very good, thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right. We've got all but two left on that question about what are they called? I forget the name of that group. Marvel Avengers. Yeah, Marvel Avengers. We have two left on that we haven't answered yet. Name the Marvel Avengers. Now we have those other two questions. One of them, the one about name a type of insurance. That should be pretty easy. I threw that in there for those of you who want to just roll over and go back to sleep. All right? And we've only got one answer on it, but that's fine. The last answer on that one, you won't believe. Yeah. For some reason or other, the last answers on a couple of these today, like darts is one of the games that people play that they make a lot of money at. Come on. That's what it says. Anyway, darts. Two people thought darts was one of them. But then nobody thought hockey. I won't go any further with that. And also, name something that snowmen might have nightmares about. Most of these are kind of funny. Okay? So keep that in mind when you're doing it. And there are 8 answers to that one. And we got a call here. Let's hope we have an answer. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Did I not hit the button right? Hi, you're on the air.
How about life insurance?
Life insurance is right up there. It's number 3. That's 15. Atta girl.
Okay, do you just take one answer at a time?
We'll take a couple.
Okay, I'll just do house insurance too so you can do other questions.
Okay, well, I think we already had home insurance, so we're
good. Oh, did you?
I think so. I may have marked the
wrong
one.
I thought you had car insurance.
Oh, that was right. We had car insurance. Then that was the number one answer. Yes, you're right.
Yeah,
house insurance
I'm in and out, so I wasn't for sure.
Well, I'm in and out. I'm sitting right here, but I'm in and out all the time. So.
Well, I'm around doing stuff. Yeah, I know. So, okay.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Okay, goodbye.
I'm sorry. I like to play tease people. I like to have fun with people. Another phone call. We got another phone call. Hi, you're on the air.
Home insurance.
Home insurance, we just got that. Just 20 seconds ago. Yeah.
What about pet insurance?
What was that insurance?
Pet. Your pets. Dogs, cats, pet insurance.
I'm looking. I don't see that on here. Now, is there such a thing? I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I think there's somewhere you can get it. But
I needed it this year. I lost a pet.
Yeah, and, I'm sorry to hear that.
And all the money in the world wouldn't have made me feel better
about it. I know. That's how you get so attached to those. Yeah. Well, they're part of your family. I mean,
they are. Yeah.
They are. Yeah.
Well, thanks for your try.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah, they are kind of part of your family. And now my daughter-in-law keeps sending me pictures, you know, on these sites, Adopt a Pet site, and there are all sorts of them like that. And my daughter-in-law keeps sending me pictures of these cute little puppies. As a matter of fact, I followed up on two or three of them, and by the time I get there, apparently I like the same puppies everybody else wants. And my puppy that I'm looking for is a little, under 20 pounds, fluffy. Usually females are better for me, and fairly young, you know, a year or less. And everyone I see online, they're gone by the time I contact the adoption place. Oh, well, we'll find something, and we'll give them a good home. Okay, the questions that we're looking for, the answers, the Avengers. We have two left that people haven't named. And so the Hulk, Thor, Black Widow, Spider-Man, Captain America, and Iron Man are the ones that we've already answered. And we got two more left of those. And then we've asked the question, name a type of insurance. And the lady was right. Car insurance was called earlier, and I thought it was home insurance. I know there's a difference. Come on, give me a break. And that one should be easy. This one is kind of fun and, well, it's not easy in some cases. Name something snowmen might have nightmares about. Well, first of all, you and I know that snowmen don't actually have sentience, right? They don't really think. But we'll give the people that made up these answers, we'll give them a break there. Name something snowmen might have nightmares about, okay? You're listening to WWGH 107.1 here in Marion, Ohio, or on the internet, anywhere in the world. You know, we've had callers and people listening from Spain, I'm trying to think of some of the foreign countries we've had. Anyway, we've had them all over the place, so you can listen to us. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
What was the answer?
Yeah. How about Vegas insurance?
What type of insurance? I'm sorry. Say the name of the insurance again.
Vegas insurance.
I was talking right over the top of you at that time. Say it again. I'm sorry, Bob.
Yeah.
I lost him. Maybe he can call me back and give me that. For some reason or other, I lost that one, and I'm going to have to go back here, and I've got another caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Dr. Strange.
Dr. Strange. Nope. He's not one of the two left. I'm sorry.
Okay. on the snowman fire.
Okay, you know, I'm going to give you that because this one's the one that made me chuckle when I saw it. It's not just fire. It's fire or flamethrower.
Oh.
But I'll give you that. I mean, how else are you going to set them on fire if you don't use a flamethrower, right?
Right.
So
right.
I'm going to give you an atta girl on that one, and you win that one.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, if I were a snowman, I think I'd be deathly afraid of a flamethrower or a fire thrower, as the case may be. That one made me giggle when I saw it. All right, let's go back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
How about health, medical insurance?
Medical insurance, that's got to be on here, right? Yes, right there. Right there. Health and dental. They combined them. Yes, that's number two on the list. 22 people agree with you, so you're a smart lady.
It's costly.
It is costly. Yeah. Well, not when you're as old as I am. We get Medicare, and it's not too bad.
Oh, no. I take a supplemental, and by the time you take your other one for car insurance and my medical and stuff, I pay about $1,200 a month in insurance.
Well, if you add up all the insurances that we have to have anymore, you're spending a lot of money.
I know it. Yep. House insurance and all the stuff.
All right. Thanks a lot. You're right.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, she's absolutely right. It is costly. Now, my health insurance is not, Medicare is not expensive, but the supplemental that I get along with it adds to it. But it was so much better than when I was privately employed. When I owned my own company, it was really expensive, and that was a long time ago. It's gone way up since then. But don't have to worry about it anymore. My wife pays all the bills anyway. I don't know where she gets the money, but she pays the bills. I love that, not having to look at that sort of thing. You know, that was the hardest part about owning a business. I hated paying bills, so I put my wife in charge. She likes paying bills. I don't understand that at all. Oh, well. You're listening to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio, 107.1. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Dental insurance.
Oh, that's got to be on here. And maybe we already had that. Yes, we already had that because it was included. It was included in the health insurance thing. So, yep, you're right.
you've already had auto and home also.
Yes, You got them all. Now we're broke.
Okay, what about Captain Marvel?
Captain Marvel. Let's see. No, apparently he's not on the part of the Avengers. At least that's what it says on my sheet here. Let's see.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Well, Captain America was number one, but not Captain Marvel. Yeah, that's interesting. All right.
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. There are a lot of answers here that confuse me. Since I don't know, I don't follow the Avengers, I'm not sure the difference between Captain Marvel and Captain America, but maybe that's the difference between Superman and Bizarro. Have you ever seen Bizarro? That was one of my favorite comic books back in the day. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Is this on radio?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Marvel would be Superman.
Superman. Is he a Marvel person? Because it's not on here.
Is it not on there?
No, I can't imagine that Superman wouldn't be at the top of the list of whatever. But I bet he's not a Marvel Avenger.
All right, then.
See, they're asking for the Marvel Avengers, not just Marvel Comics.
Okay.
Thanks for giving that a try. I'll give you an attaboy anyway, because I love Superman.
Oh, I do too.
Take care. Bye.
All right, bye.
Yeah. Superman would have to be on there, but it's asking for the Avengers. And if Superman is in Marvel, that's got to be the number one comic of all times, right? Wouldn't you think? I would. The fact that I know that Superman and Bizarro are basically the same thing, but mirror images. I've been thinking way too long about Superman. That's one of the ways I used to put myself to sleep at night. I would dream of myself as being Superman and all the people I could help, and then all the problems that I would come up with, like if I was looking at something with my X-ray vision, I had to be really careful that I wouldn't burn somebody's clothes off or burn somebody's car that they're riding in. Strange stuff I think about sometimes. All right. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Did you get heat wave or sun for the snowman?
Let's see here. Snowman. Where are you, snowman?
Like a heat wave or the sun?
Yeah, actually we did, because that was the number one question. They had 62 people that answered it, sun or weather. And then what was the other one? Oh, the heat wave, that would be
like
the weather.
Yeah, like the weather warmed up real fast, yeah.
We did have somebody say El Nino.
How many more do you need for the snowman?
We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 left. And the last one, you're not going to believe. You'll chuckle. You'll chuckle.
I'll call back in because I got another one.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. We got people that are really getting into this game. I keep seeing people repeating on my phone, so I know they're into the game. All right. You're listening to On the Air. I'm Glenn Coble, and we're having a bunch of fun here. I don't think I'm going to do it next week. Matter of fact, I know I'm not going to do this next week because I'm going to have James Anderson, our Marion County naturalist, on with me, and he's going to give us all sorts of, you know, with all the critters and all the flora and fauna coming out, we're going to have a lot of talk to talk about, I'm sure. He likes to get me all cringed up with salamanders and snakes and stuff like that. He knows it kind of gives me the heebie-jeebies. I think that's a word. All right, let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Did you get Captain America for the superhero?
I think we did. Let me look here. Yes, we did. That was number one, and that got 22 answers, tied with Iron Man with 22
answers. Okay, and you got Thor and Hulk. I heard those.
Yep.
And okay, then.
And Black Widow and Spider-Man. So you got most of them. The other two
okay.
that are left are a little more vague.
So how many more of those have you got left?
I've got, just two of the Marvel Avengers.
Okay, Dan.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. I tell you what, there are people that are honed in on this. And I love it. I love it. It makes my day happy. Makes me smile. And a lot of these answers are kind of fun. And the last answer on the question, name something that snowmen have nightmares about, you'll chuckle. I know you will. And let's see, the last answer on name a type of insurance, I don't think anybody's going to get that one. It's kind of, not vague. It's way out there. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Black Panther.
Black Panther absolutely was one of them. You were one of 20 other people that thought Black Panther. Very good. We're down to only one person left, and that's the last answer on the adventure.
Start with a W. And am I allowed to guess again?
No, yeah, sure, you're allowed to guess again. No, it does not start. Does not start with W. Is there one called the Wasp?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got to see
She's
that.
A female.
One. Oh, but I definitely like to see that one. Okay. Thanks for calling in. Keep thinking. There's
okay.
only one left. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Yeah, that sounds a little obnoxious for me to say something like. I like female Avengers, but they always make them real pretty, you know? Just like my wife. They make them real pretty with a wasp-shaped waist, and it's kind of like mine. Yeah. Yeah, I have a wasp-shaped waist. More like a bumblebee-shaped waist. I don't know. Maybe bumblebees have skinny waists, but they're pretty big. We're getting a lot of bumblebees in my neighborhood. I have only seen two hummingbirds, and that's kind of disappointing for me. I love hummingbirds. Okay, let's go back to the phone if I can get my papers out of the way here. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Okay, do you have Iron Man or Wolverine as heroes, any of those yet?
Iron Man we do have, and Wolverine is not on this list. Now, he may not be a member of the Avengers. I don't know.
Which one are you looking for, Marvel or Avengers?
The Marvel Avengers. Name Marvel's Avengers, and they've got we've got Captain America so far, Iron Man, Black Panther, the Hulk, Thor, Black Widow, and Spider-Man. We have one last, and it happens to be the last one on the list. So.
Okay, are you allowed to guess another question?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay, for the snowman, I'm going to say rain.
You got it. Rain is on there. That's one of those. So they don't like rain, I guess.
Well, it was kind of a stupid answer, and I thought, well, it might be on there.
Okay. Kind of a stupid question, too, so thanks for answering.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, the ones about snowman, and I picked it because they were kind of stupid. I want to see you smile, all right, we're going back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, is it Aquaman?
Aquaman is not the last one. Nope, we're down to one Avenger, and he is not on there. I'm sorry.
All right.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. No, he's not. Aquaman is not on there. Now, if you watch Big Bang Theory, they don't like Aquaman. It's the costume. They don't like Aquaman's costume for some reason or other. I always liked Aquaman. It kind of was confusing, though. I guess he could breathe underwater. That's one thing. He could swim really fast. I don't know. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air. Yeah.
You buy a flight insurance.
Flight insurance, let's see.
When you're flying, you buy a flight insurance.
Yeah, you sure do. I've done it several times. Let me look here. But that's not one of the four that's left. I'm sorry, Bob. That's a good answer, though.
Yeah, well, you're cutting out. I can't hear you.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, you're cutting out. I can't hear you. Flight insurance.
No, it was not on there. Sorry, Bob. Okay, we're struggling with Bob's connection today for some reason or other. I don't know why we are, but every once in a while, he must live out in the direction that our antenna doesn't reach into very well. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones. Lots of phone calls today. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, on the snowman, how about when an animal does its business?
You got the last answer on the thing. A snowman is definitely afraid of a peeing dog.
Okay. How about salt?
Now, it doesn't say anything about salt. Well, there's salt in dog pee.
But yeah.
No, it doesn't say anything about that. Great answer, though. I love it.
All right.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I knew that. Well, I knew it was going to make me laugh when somebody said dog peeing. But I hope it made you chuckle a little bit. Yeah, let's have some nice days, right? I like to make people chuckle. All right, we're going to have another call right here. Hi, you're on the air.
Have you had Falcon or Hawkeye guest?
You are the absolute final winner there. Hawkeye is at the bottom of the list. Three other people agreed with that, and you've closed us out on the Avengers.
I had to keep running asking my son because he's got thousands of comic books.
Well, I was trying to get you a little bit of aerobic exercise.
Well, you did because I didn't run him back and forth. And if anybody knows that stuff, he does.
Well, he got that one right.
Well, I had to leave the radio, so that's why I wasn't all the time. Okay.
Okay, thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Hey, goodbye.
Well, we close that list out. The Avengers, the question was, name the Marvel's Avengers. Captain America, Iron Man, Black Panther, the Hulk, Thor, Black Widow, Spider-Man, and finally, Hawkeye. All right, we're going to go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Long-term insurance?
Let's see. No, that's not one of them. There are four left. So far we've got...
Disability?
I'm sorry?
Disability insurance?
No, that's not on there either. There's, let's see, one, two... Two are really good answers. The last two are questionable.
You've already had car and home, right?
Yeah.
And life. Car, home, and life, and health.
And airline, which I guess is travel insurance. So we've even got that one out of there. But we don't. We have three left, and two of them are. Well, one of them is silly. But
silly.
Keep thinking, and we'll get the answers. All right. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. I hope you're having as much fun as I am. We're down to about 20 minutes, and then we're going to go to a swap shop in the next 45 minutes. So if you have anything that you want to sell, get it ready, and we'll try and put it on the air for you. Or if you're having like an event at your church, we'd be glad to do that. You know, a non-profit event. Or if you're having a garage sale, we'd love to put that on the air for you too. All right, I'm going back to the phone. Lots of phone calls today. Hi, you're on the air.
Would you have flood insurance on there?
Flood insurance is one of them. You're and a boy.
Okay.
You got that one right. All right, flood insurance.
Bye-bye.
All right, flood insurance was, let's see. Flood insurance was number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Flood insurance was number 6 on a list of 8. All right, so we've only got 2 left. Let's go back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
How about nursing home insurance?
You know what? I thought of that when I first saw this question, but they don't have that on here, so sorry.
I have that, so I figured, okay.
Yeah, I would, maybe that's an older person's question. I'm sure you're over 50. No, I'm not. But anyway, no, that one is not on there. If you're my age, you definitely think about that sort of thing. All right. Let's see. We've got a few more answers. 1, 2, 3, 4 more answers for name something snowmen might have nightmares about. My favorite answer to that one is a peeing dog. And we have, let's see, 1, 2 more answers to name a type of insurance. I'm trying to think whether I should start one more. Maybe I will. But let's get this phone call first. Hi, you're on the air.
How about flood insurance?
Flood insurance. I think we got that. Yes, we just got that one. Yeah, you were probably listening.
I was probably running back and forth.
There you go. Well, yeah, but you've lost 14 pounds.
Well, I need to lose a lot more, so I'll keep running.
I'm with you. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Flood insurance is correct, but it was already called. Okay, how about this one? A place where a husband took... Wait a minute. My glasses are not right. Name a place if her husband took her there for her anniversary, she would be mad. Okay? We'll try that one. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
How about rent insurance?
Renter's insurance, absolutely. That's one of the final ones. And now we only have one left, but renter's insurance was number 1, 2, 3, 4. That was number 5 of the 8. So.
Boy, I'm getting close on the bottom.
Yeah, the bottom one, I can't imagine people are going to guess this one, but we'll give you the answer. All right,
Graham. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. We're having a great time. Or at least I am. I don't know about you. I hope you are. Oops, I hit my pot. My volume control I hit. In case you heard it drop out there for a moment. Sorry about that. All right, we're down to one answer for the type of insurance and 3 answers for name something a snowman might have nightmares about. And then... name a place where a husband, if he took his wife for their anniversary, she would be angry. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
How about motorcycle insurance?
Motorcycle, you know, that should be on there, but
everybody has to have that separate than car, I think.
Yeah, so. I think you're right, especially in the state of Ohio, but it is not on there. The car is on there, but they forgot about motorcycles, right? I'm sorry.
Oh, I wish they'd forget about car. Okay.
Yeah, all right. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
All right. No, not motorcycle insurance. The last one on here is one that I bet I'm going to have to tell you the answer just before we leave the air, right? It's really far out there. It's not, well, I guess it is insurance, but it's pretty far out. Okay. Name a place where if her husband took her there for her anniversary, a wife would be mad. I'm going to try and think what would have made my wife mad if I had taken there. Well, we always go to an Oriental restaurant. No matter where we are, that's what we do for our anniversary. And she likes those. So I always win on that one. All right, let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Umbrella insurance.
Umbrella. Well, yeah, I know what you mean, but umbrella could be any type of umbrella. So, no, that's not.
No, no umbrella insurance that covers you if you get sued.
Well, okay, no, that one is not on there. I'm sorry.
Okay, no, and so no, the one about the husband at strip club.
Let's see if that's on there. I bet that is on there. Yes, that's number two. Excellent. A strip joint.
Okay.
19 people agree with you, and I agree with you.
All right. Okay.
Good
call.
Bye-bye. No, the umbrella insurance is wrong, but do not take your wife to a strip club on your, you know, I guess there are some ladies that kind of enjoy going and watching other ladies dance. That's what they like. They like seeing the dance. It's not the strip. It's the dance they like, right? That's what I'm saying. I'm sticking to it. You're listening to Glenn Coblen. We're on the air, and it's we got about 14 minutes, 13 and a half minutes before we switch off to our 15-minute break. And then after that's over, we're going to have Swap Shop, and we're going to do a little bit of trivia after. You know, sometimes we don't get a lot of calls during Swap Shop, so I always have trivia available for Swap Shop. And today's trivia is going to be about summer. And the reason why we're doing it about summer is because summer is coming. It's not that far away. As a matter of fact, when we do it, I will tell you exactly when summer is coming. All right. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
What if he would take you fishing?
Take where?
Take you fishing. Boating.
Fishing.
Yeah, you wouldn't like fishing or boating.
Okay, let's see. You know what? That's a great answer, but that's not on my list.
I'm trying to think of things he would do that you wouldn't like to do. And
well, and see, if I took my wife fishing, she'd love it.
Well, most wouldn't. Not on something like that. Not like that.
Yeah,
so.
Happy anniversary. Let's go get smelly.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I think it's a good answer, but it's not on my list. Sorry.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I think that's a great answer. And my wife is a good fisherwoman. Her father taught her very well how to fish. Matter of fact, he taught both of us how to fly fish, which is kind of a skill. And I didn't master it very well, but my wife is a pretty good fly fisher woman. And my father-in-law, Dr. Makovsky, was an excellent fly fisherman. So we learn from the best, or close to the best. All right. Excuse me. My nose is getting all stopped up. We got to get the door open so I can get some air blowing through here. Okay, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air. What are you thinking?
How about a fast food restaurant?
Oh, that you know, my wife wouldn't mind that at all, but I bet that would really burn a lot of wives. But you know that's not on here. There is a type of restaurant that's on here, but it's not fast food.
Yeah, how about a bowling alley?
That I'm sure is on here. That is definitely on there. Number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's the fifth answer, bowling alley. You got
there
that
I
one.
Am
at a boy.
Yeah. Okay.
Very good.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, that's kind of fun. I used to like to occasionally go bowling, and my wife liked bowling too, but we wouldn't do it on our anniversary. How special does it have to be of a bowling alley to take your wife there? Well, we've got a really nice bowling alley here in town that could make it kind of special, I suppose. I have nothing against bowling or being at a bowling alley. Let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
How about a sporting event, like, well, I'll say football, but like hockey or anything like that in the sports thing?
Let's see here. Looking down the
list.
Or it's
cold or something.
Yeah, oh, nothing worse. You know, we used, my wife and I used to go to, my daughter was a very fine college soccer player, and we used to go watch her soccer games in the middle of a snowstorm. That is no fun at all.
Oh,
but
no.
You know, you know what? It's number three on the list, sporting events.
Sporting, okay.
Yeah, that's what you meant, right?
Sporting, anything like outside that some do, but most wouldn't like it.
Well, 12 people agree with you, so you're right. Atta girl.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Kind of fun. Sporting event. Now, again, my wife would really love it if I'd take it to a Cubs game or an Indians game or you know, some. Are we still calling them the Indians? I don't know. Anyway, she would love that. But my wife is kind of a macho kind of girl. She's very shy, though. Very shy and demure, if I know what demure means. But she would love going to, you know, an Indian game or a Cubs game on our anniversary. She would like that even better than going and eating Oriental food. Now, if we went to a Cubs game, we know the exact restaurant that we'd go to, and it is an Oriental food restaurant. So, anyway, all right, you're listening to Glenn Coble here on the air. And we're just having kind of fun today with some of our family feud questions. We've got, let's see, one, two, three more answers to name something snowmen might have nightmares about. We have one more answer to name a type of insurance. This one you'll never get. I'll have to give it to you, I know. And then we have one, two, three, four, five answers to name a place where if your husband took you to there for the anniversary, you would be mad. So anyway, there are a lot of good answers to that one, but they only name, how many do they name here? They name 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, let's go to the back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air. Oh, did I hit the wrong button? Can you hear me? Oh my, I must have done something wrong here. All right, call back. I missed you. I was a very bad boy, and I hit the wrong button. So call back if you got an answer to those questions. We got about 7 minutes to go, and we'll be glad. And I'm going to give you, if there are answers that we don't get right, I'll give you all of them right at the end here, okay? All right, back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
How about camping or hiking?
I think I would get in trouble even if I asked my wife to go hiking. I don't know. She likes to go for a walk, but she doesn't like hiking. Hiking implies strenuous work.
But most don't like to go camping either, not out in the...
Yeah, well, my wife loves camping as long as we have a trailer or something to stay in. The last time we went camping, we were in our little trailer down at Delaware's State Park, and we heard a growl right behind us.
Oh, my.
And so we both ran inside the trailer. I'm a cowardly man. And we found out later that raccoons sometimes growl, so that's probably what it was. No, that's not.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't either, but the warden there told me, oh, that was probably a raccoon.
Because they come over the fence in the backyard. I didn't know that.
Well,
okay.
They don't normally growl, but we had a fire going in, and we were making noise, and we had a dog. So he said the dog probably was the thing that didn't make the raccoon happy. But no, we don't have that on our list of things that would make her mad. So apparently you missed out on the answer.
Okay.
Keep thinking. All right. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Yeah, no, that was quite an event. And it was, to start with, the growl was a real low growl. And then it went really loud. That's when we went in the house together, in the trailer together. And since I had a tent out at the time, because my wife didn't like my snoring, I slept in the trailer rather than the tent that night. All right, let's go back to the phone. All right, if I can find the right buttons. Hi, you're on the air.
How about a bar for the anniversary?
That's right there. You hit it. That's number three. Bar, okay. Or any type of club like that. Yeah, well, ladies don't like going there for their anniversary.
Yeah, they're not used to it. They sure don't.
You're right there. All right, thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, don't take her to a bar. I mean, if I took my wife to a bar, I would have divorce papers the next day. I have no doubt about that. She doesn't like me to go to a bar, so I think right now I'm down to about one beer a week. So I'd like to have a couple more. I'd like to go to a bar, but she doesn't find that very, very good. All right, here we go. Back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I love a wrestling match.
Oh, that's a great answer, but I don't think that's on here. No, that's not, but that's the best answer of the day. No doubt about it, Bob. Thanks. Bye-bye. And that's a great answer, a wrestling match. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of women would like to go to a wrestling match on their anniversary. What a great answer, Bob. All right, now we're down to three, and we're running out of time, but we got another caller. Let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
How about a snow blower or snow thrower for the snowman?
Let's see. I got a couple answers that are close to that. I'm going to kind of give it to you because it says blow dryer. I think that's kind of a snow blower. And we're getting close to the end of the show. Now, snow, yeah. I'm going to give it to you on that part of it. But there are three more questions or answers that are pretty good. So good shot. We'll keep on looking. Thanks. Bye-bye. Yeah, that's a great one, snow blower. Now, the blow dryer, now I'm guessing that's probably means a hair blow dryer. But I'm going to give it to him anyway. I think it's close enough. I could have given him that on it. There's another one on here that's kind of similar to the same type of equipment that you use for snow blowers, but it's not a snow blower. I'm going to give it to him on this anyway because it says shovel, and that is kind of a snow blower. It says shovel or plow, so I'm going to give him that. I'm going to give him two for one. I make him a real attaboy. Okay, so we're down to two on the type of things that are in the snowman's nightmares. My favorite of the day is dog peeing on them. We've got three left of name a place where not to take your wife on a anniversary, and one thing left for the type of insurance. I don't think anybody will ever get that, but I've said that before and been wrong. Well, we're down to our last minute and a half, so I'm going to start giving you answers. So you don't need to call in. I'm going to give you the answers on these things. Now, of the name something snowmen might have nightmares about, the numbers... Oh, wait a minute. Let me take this one last phone call. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm on a plow.
Oh, what?
A plow.
Yeah, I kind of gave that to the last guy because he said snow blower, and plow is kind of like that. So, yeah, you're right, Bob. That's on there.
Yeah.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. I'm going to kind of cut our phone calls off, and I'm going to, because we're down to less than a minute, I'm going to give you the answer to that. Drought and snowballs are two things that they have nightmares about. I think snowballs is kind of a weak answer. I can understand drought. All right, now, of the places where not to take your wife on an anniversary, This one I thought would jump right out. His parents' house. Well, if I took my wife to my parents' house, we'd be all alone. also, the movies. Yeah, I don't know. I think women like going to the movies, especially if they're romantic. And car shows. Yeah, I can see that. But the craziest one of all is name a type of insurance. Blackjack insurance. When you're playing blackjack, you can get insurance. All right. Well, we're going to get out of here. We'll be back with Swap Shop. Have a good day.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio.